Yeah, my name's Detective Inspector Richard Dixie. I'm based at Bournemouth Police Station, running the Priority Crime Team. Yes, the Dorset Police Advent Calendar is housed on the Force website and is available for access by members of the public. It gives a series of simple to follow crime prevention advice to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of crime during the Christmas period. Day one of the Advent Calendar is focused upon dwelling burglary. Dwelling burglary seems to see a rise during the December and January period, the festive period. So day one gives the public simple and straightforward advice to follow so that they don't become a victim of that crime. There's twofold advice, really. Firstly, I would seek the public to take simple and straightforward measures. Keep your valuables, presents and things out of sight so that people don't know they're there. Secondly, make sure your doors and windows are properly locked, even if you're only going out for a very brief period of time. It doesn't take very long for a burglar to strike. Secondly, I would appeal to the public. If they see anyone acting suspiciously or strangely, please contact the police there and then. Much better that we come out to what turns out to be a false alarm than we're told 24 hours later that a burglary has occurred when we could have acted at the time. We'll be taking a range of measures, both overt measures and also covert measures targeting dwelling burglary offences. The other thing we'll be doing is targeting the handlers of stolen goods. People who are responsible for handling the stolen goods will also be targeted under this operation. Obviously, if you are a victim of dwelling burglary, contact the police as soon as possible. Officers will be dispatched. It's a priority crime for the force. Overall, actually, Dorset Police's figures are very low for dwelling burglary. We're very fortunate on that score, and the likelihood of becoming a victim is not as great as it would be elsewhere. But that said, it will always be a priority for the force. It's a hugely traumatic crime for victims, and therefore we will always focus upon it, and just because the chances are low, we want to make them lower still. We obviously want to maintain our good performance in relation to dwelling burglary. We never sit upon our laurels or rest upon our laurels, and we always seek to do better and better. And yes, we do have a good record on dwelling burglary. We want to do better.